You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm attorney Jonna Spilbor, and this is Divorce Tips from Mom.com, your daily words of wisdom for positively navigating divorce. Today, dating during divorce. Should you or shouldn't you? Divorce is hardly a quick process. Many divorces take months, others take years. That's a long time to be, quote, table for one-ing. For this reason, many women want to know the answer to this burning question. Is it okay to date during divorce? The answer depends on who you ask. Some people mistakenly believe that if they date during divorce, it will be considered adultery and have a negative impact in the judge's eyes when it comes to any future judgment. This is false. The court doesn't give a hoot about your dating life. The small exception being if your dating habits negatively affect your children. A constant parade of strange men who come in and out of your life so quickly that your kid can't remember their names will be frowned upon in terms of any potential custody agreement, but not so much in terms of splitting your assets. The bigger concern is how dating during divorce may poke the bear, otherwise known as your spouse. Even those couples who very much look forward to being officially unwed can feel affronted or even jealous when their estranged spouse seems to be having more fun during divorce than she did during the marriage. That can motivate him or her to want to punish the other party by saying no when you need a yes, or constantly taking you back to court, or driving up attorney's fees, or otherwise being a disagreeable jerk. So do yourself a favor. If you're going to date during divorce, do it on the down low. Finally, keep in mind that you may not be as emotionally available to a new relationship until your old one is over. If you insist on sticking your toe in the dating pool before the ink is dry on your divorce, keep it casual, keep it quiet, and then keep on keeping on. Tomorrow on Divorce Tips, is it possible to get undivorced? This has been Divorce Tips, brought to you by Mom.com. Check out Mom.com for more parenting content. And for more legal insights on divorce and separation, go to my website, JonnaSpilborLaw.com. That's JonnaSpilbor. And remember, divorce may mark the end of your marriage, but it's also the beginning of the rest of your life. See you next time.